You're listening to the second hour of the Lifestyle Show on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Now, Christine Howard has created a pioneering, innovative guide that takes you to the crossroads between being and doing. She's here to tell us all about it from her book, Radiant Achievement, Turn On Your Life, Your Essence and Your Soul-Centered Calling. It's great to have you on the show with us, Christine.
I am so grateful to be here with you, Selena.
So tell us, did this all come from a personal experience?
100%, 100%. It is definitely the story of how I reoriented my life starting back in 2015. And what came out of that was this many, many things, including a lot of lessons that I ended up applying to my life and then ultimately applying to how I coach and mentor and then turning it into this book.
Incredible. And I was reading that one of the facts is that too many women continue to struggle with overwork and exhaustion. Is it just aimed at women then, or can you help men as well?
I definitely can help men as well. I will say when I wrote the book, I was very much in a place of looking at how women are balancing all these roles, as I was as a wife, as a mom, as a business owner or career woman, helping in my community, and how it just exhausted me, where I was not taking time for myself. Those things in and of themselves don't have to be exhausting, but where I exhausted myself. And the more I spoke with other women, they were experiencing the same types of things to varying degrees. However, I know men are absolutely going through their own battles, struggles, challenges with being successful, having a partner or a family, and having the things they desire in life.
Yeah, I think people in general are juggling so much now, aren't they? They're, you know, having a child but still wanting to work and running a home and doing all the other things. And it can really lead to a lot of anxiety.
It absolutely can. I think that's one of the underlying currents that's so strong in the world today, and one that I didn't realize how much I was living in that fight or flight mode. When I was on, I like to use this analogy, I was on that treadmill of life going. And my only stops were when I went to bed at night, or if I was totally exhausted, I just would plop on the couch and take a break. And unfortunately for me, it took having my wake-up calls of breast cancer and a divorce, followed by a divorce within a year, to help me to see where the path that I was on was only going to get me further, not more pain, more unhealthiness or lack of well-being, and ultimately not living the happy life that I am here to live in the difference I'm here to make in the world. So that was a little bit of the background on how this all came to be.
Yeah, they're two really tough things to go through, you know, a diagnosis with cancer and a divorce as well, like you say, all within a year. So did you sort of self-teach yourself, or did you have somebody that was helping you?
It was a combination. Definitely, I sought guidance first from a therapist. And then I believe this is something I've seen in my life. And I believe this for anybody: when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And up until those low points in my life, I did not see another way out. So with this call, I started seeking answers. I first and foremost dropped the baggage I was carrying, and I said, it's time to let go of these thoughts, these beliefs, the control that I was trying to live my life with, and there has to be another way. So I definitely stumbled upon something that came into my email, and I started taking some classes. And it really helped me to open my eyes to some of the limiting ways and beliefs and the conditioning that I had been operating with that was really holding me in this cycle that I kept repeating over and over. So Yes, absolutely. I started looking for help and support and found a great mentor.
It sounds like, whilst it was awful what you had to go through, it sounds like these things are happening for a reason, because you can now help a lot of other people.
Most definitely, Selena, most definitely. And that is definitely a core belief that I have, is what's happening, what's going on in my life is happening for me or through me. And it's not here to bring me down. It's actually the opposite. It's here to help me grow and elevate beyond that stuck point or that plateau that I have reached in my life. And I believe we all can, you know, if we're open to it, we can look at it that way. And it does bring me so much joy to help other women and men that are desiring something different to maybe not hit the low points that I hit. They've hit their own low points in a different way, to then, yeah, be able to step into something so much more joyful than where they're at.
So let's get to it then. What is this new approach and how does it work?
Yes. So the approach is really a set of powers, and I call them the powers of radiant achievement. And we all have these powers in us. They're innate. It's things like the power of authentic self-worth, the power of mindset, the power of inner listening. If you want, I can share all of them. And how they came about as I was reorienting my life, and I decided I saw how I was trying to control everything, all that external. So this, as I reoriented, I went inward. So radiant achievement is really an inward approach to how you live, lead, and achieve that is based on, I have seven powers, but there's a whole bunch more that on your own starts to connect the dots with those seven powers. And so it brings you back to, I want to say, it brings you back to yourself, where so many people have gotten disconnected. We're living in our mind. We're trying to be strategic. We're trying to make answers based on what our ego is saying. Now this brings us back to our heart, brings us back to our soul. It brings us back to our who we are innately, and allows us to tap into our intuition, our inner wisdom, to if you're open to universal support, energetic support from God, source, universe, and it allows you to truly begin to flow through your life with grace and ease. But it all comes back to reorienting, reclaiming your inner power, and beginning to utilize that power.
And would you say the book Radiant Achievement is like a guidebook? Is that how it reads?
Yes, it is very much a guidebook. In each chapter, or beyond, first I set up what is achievement, what is radiance, what is the current kind of model of strategic achievement, how does radiant achievement fit in? And then each chapter beyond that takes one of the powers I teach, and I talk about, here's my story. Here's how I was showing up before I really truly embraced my own authentic self-worth, and this is what my life looked like. Here's what happened when I started to embrace it and how things drastically and dramatically shifted. And then here's how you can step into more of your own self-worth. And at the end of each chapter, I give hands-on practical tools and practices that people can start to utilize right as they're reading the book.
Yeah, I think it's great that you're open to telling your own story, because people will see you. I mean, I've just got the website up, and obviously I've met you, I know you. But, you know, you're successful, you're confident. People would never imagine that you've got your own backstory, and you're a testament to if you can turn your life around, then other people can.
Most definitely, exactly. And I think it comes down to where are you at? You know, is that pain big enough for you to want to make a change? Because, you know, we're all getting something out of living the life we're living. And it's, you know, I think it's when we start to tip the scales where people start to say, I can't live this way one day longer. There has to be something else, that we then open ourselves up to new things coming to us.
Yeah. And why should you? Why should you live every day not being happy? You know, that's just existing, isn't it?
Most definitely. And I think so many people, unfortunately, You know, again, I'm saying this because I was one of those people, and I did not see a way out. I felt I had a lot of great things. I mean, to by society standards, you know, there was all the outward symbols of success. So I mean, that's actually one of the key things is that we can have the success per the world standards, but inside we're feeling empty, we're feeling disconnected, we're feeling lost, and this approach can help with that.
Yeah. And as well as the book, I know from your website, you've got coaching, you've got retreats, manifesting circles, e-courses, and events. So lots going on for you.
Yes, most definitely. I like to meet people where they're at. And for some people, it could be, you know, picking the book up and reading it at your leisure. For other people, they, you know, the retreats are great because you get to step out of your life for 5, 6, 7 days and really have no distractions and then full focus on yourself, which is a beautiful gift to give yourself. And for other people, they really want and need that, you know, someone to walk with them and kind of like take me by the hand, help me see what I can't see. And that is a super enjoyable part of what I do is helping people turn on those light bulbs. And it's often those things are right in front of us. We just can't see it because it's like that fish. We're in the water. We don't see we're in the water to help them to break through those things.
Yeah. Well, I think we all owe it to ourselves to read your book, which we are selling right now on our website, tre.radio. For our listeners, it's called Radiant Achievement, Turn On Your Life, Your Essence, and Your Soul-Centered Calling. It's by Christine Howard, who we're chatting to now. And do you want to give your web address out, Christine?
Absolutely. It's my full name, which is Christine Marie Howard. And Christine is Christine, and then the word Marie Howard altogether.com.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a delight chatting to you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Selena. I appreciate it.
Bye bye for now.
Bye bye.
Talk Radio Europe.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.